The Constitution is finished. But if a super-duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It's just one more way of reducing your liberty and reminding you that they can f*** with you anytime they want, as long as you put up with it. Which means, of course, anytime they want. Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? In this country, have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans are, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Monday, and by the way, that was years ago that George Carlin did that. George is a leftist by leftist means, my gosh, such a progressive. But you know what? He sure nails it. There's some times when he really gets it. And this was back, I think, during swine? I'm pretty sure it was during swine. It was like, you know, maybe 15 years ago. Yeah. Anyway. And here we are again. Here we are again. It's just amazing, isn't it? And, you know, there's a lot of info going around that I'd like to talk about as far as rumors and all kinds of things in this hour. And you can chime in, 888-673-1450. I've got Uncle Milty here. How are you?
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm really happy about
that.
I'm here. and I there's a couple of things. Number one. President Fauci is running our country, apparently. That little man that loves a good virus, can't stay away from a good virus. Yep. He was on top of H1N1, Ebola, Zika. He's the one that sounds the alarm bell. He loves to sound the alarm bell. He doesn't like to sound the rational thinking bell. It's just the alarm bell's really his cup of tea.
He's
super good at it, and because it creates money. It creates money, and it creates his version of here I am to save the day. So he keeps monopolizing the microphone along with Deborah Birx, who is in charge of the task force, her and Mike Pence. Deborah is one that I just would never listen to this lady, the lady with the scarves. She's an interesting one. And hats off to Polly on this. I love Amazing Polly. You should check her out. I always like to point people to a good show. And Amazing Polly, her and I think a lot alike. We're looking at a lot of the same pieces of information. It's kind of interesting. And I really like her style. She's great. She's on YouTube. You can find her. So just for kicks and giggles, if you're just joining us today, I just want to mention, according to Worldometer, you've got 41,000 cases, 41,337 cases in America right now, the whole country. But 97% of them, that's 40,297, okay, 97% are mild to no symptoms. And a portion of those have tested negative so much they should be pulled off the numbers, but they keep the numbers high.
Yeah.
And only 1,040 in our entire country, we're shutting down industry, 1,040 are even considered serious, and not all of them are on a respirator. Yet ABC News today was, we have to ration ventilators and respirators. Why? We don't have that many in the whole nation. We don't have even 500 of those in the entire country. Why are we rationing those? Here we are at the peak of this, you guys. This is the peak this week. And we're shutting down the entire industry for 1,000 cases of serious COVID. So I just have to say this because nobody else will say this to you. It's all about the 41,000 cases. The media is like 41,000 cases and climbing. Now listen to this, because if you're one of those that thinks everyone's going to get it, We don't know it yet. We're on the verge of testing positive. We won't have enough beds. It'll be 6-1. I've heard this nonsense. It's 6-1. Oh my gosh, we're going to be fighting over the beds in the hospital. Think about this walking down Logic Lane. 97% of those that get this, that test positive, not get it. No, 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 no. Don't, let's correct that. That test positive only, okay? They get it and test positive. We'll say that. 40,000 cases, okay? Are at home because it's mild to no symptoms. If that's the ratio, how could we be competing for beds in the hospital? That doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
But that's the boogeyman fear you're going to keep hearing over and over. So I just want to say that again because I know people come in and out of the show. No children have gotten this and died. No youth have gotten this and died. Nobody under the age of 60, unless they had one case. We had one case of a male nurse, but he had testicular cancer and he was quite ill. He had all kinds of other underlying diseases and illnesses going on. That was the nurse in California. And that's it. And that's it. So this is all, and I'm telling you, look at the real data. The real data on this is, you guys, the overreach of government. We're looking at possible having to show papers, please. We're having rumors of shutdowns of highways, rumors of domestic travel being down, all kinds of rumors today of stuff that's going to happen this week. And it's going to get a little crazy the next 2 weeks.
You know, mathematics is a really interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Math cannot lie. So what we're getting is a set of, I think, probably fairly accurate numbers. 41,000 currently infected patients, 40,500 mm-hmm. of them mild, mm-hmm. 1,000 serious.
Mm-hmm. In the whole country.
In the entire United States of America, 320 million people.
Even if that was a number was in a county, I would still say the same thing. Even if that number was in my own county, I'd say 1,000 cases are serious and we're shutting down the whole county. I'd have the exact same stance. Yeah.
But when you start looking at percentages,
mm-hmm.
we have 65,000 ventilators in hospitals across the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's if cases went on a ventilator and stayed there forever,
mm-hmm.
you could handle 5 million cases with yep. the patients on ventilators.
Yep. Yep. We've clearly got enough. We're good to go.
And they don't stay on forever.
Nope.
The average stay on a ventilator in this mm-hmm. country is 4 days.
Right. 4 days.
Every 4 days, you can put another 65,000 people on a ventilator.
Yeah.
On an average.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's 5 million cases every 4 days.
Yeah. And the...
Not happening.
And the headline news is just for New York. Just for New York, we have to ration ventilators. You guys, I don't even know. I know. It's beyond irrationality.
Yeah. General Motors is going to quit making cars and start making ventilators.
What?
Yeah.
I know some of the alcohol companies have started to make hand sanitizer yep. instead
no,
of alcohol.
General Motors is okay, retooling for ventilators.
Oh, hell. Hi, caller. Welcome to... I'm going to lose my mind this week, you guys, because of the insanity. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, it's a bit of insanity. I might add a little bit to it. But,
okay. Let's do. Let's go.
You guys doing all right?
Hit me up. Yes, all right. Yes.
Can we get a little perspective on latex gloves and fast food workers and Walmart people?
Please.
It doesn't do any good for me if they're wearing gloves. All that does is protect them from me, but only temporarily.
Oh, you're coming in and out.
Nurse come inside your room.
You're
they glove up, mm-hmm. they touch you, and then they unglove and leave it in a hazmat box on their way out. Okay. It's not for people that touch cash registers and your sandwich and all uh-huh. that stuff. Rubber yeah. gloves, it's a false sense of security. That's it. So quit bashing the people that scratch their nose with rubber gloves on mm-hmm. at the McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay. Thank you.
It doesn't work that way.
Thank you. Yeah. Really appreciate it. We need some sand. I know you guys are going nuts. You have to be. Come on. Everybody can see the real numbers, right?
Have you ever tried to pick your nose with rubber gloves on?
I really haven't. Do you want me to try?
It's not easy to do.
Do you want me to try? Yes. I know a lot of people. In my own city limits, they went nuts on me because I said, hey, show support to the restaurants. Bring the restaurant to them. Go in the parking lot. Bring a table and chairs in the back of your vehicle. Set up shop and have it outside in the fresh air. If you can't do it inside the restaurant, do it outside.
It's called a picnic
outside your favorite restaurant, and tip the to-go person. And let's encourage people at least visiting these restaurants that are just, I mean, they're ghost towns, you guys. And this is not good for anybody. This is not good for our industry. For these industries, they're going to lose everything. And I got told, no lie when I said that I'm harming people, endangering people. I am mean. I don't care about my fellow man. I am not thinking about others. Please stay home and eat. How dare you go outside and eat? You mean old wenchy woman. You want people to die, and you don't care about the dead. I can't make this up. This is what I was told in my own city. Irrational, crazy people I have even in my own little conservative city. Okay?
Well, that's assuming they're wrong.
Well, I know. I mean, I can take a walk around the block. I can mail a package. I can go to Walmart, and I can visit them with them in the mini mart. But if I eat outside in the fresh air, I am Satan himself reincarnated, and I'm endangering lives, and I'm a horrible, horrible person. That is the rationale right now of a lot of common citizens. And these are supposed to be thinking people. I have yet to find one. But you guys, if that's what people think, I think we need to arrest anybody that takes a walk. I think they could be endangering people. And I was also skewered for having an agenda because I said, have a barbecue and invite some friends over. Have a barbecue in your backyard. Have an outdoor theater. A great idea. I have an agenda. I'm spewing harm, and I can't make this up. This is literally what happened to me over the weekend. I can't cure this kind of crazy.
What does this mean?
What?
The new coronavirus can likely remain airborne for some time. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It doesn't mean anything.
Also, they said, we have a death in the state. We have a death, one death. And now we can justify all this. We have one death in our state. But they're over the age of 60 with underlining health problems. But they won't even give us the age of the person. What are they, 90? 100? What?
They didn't even correct it to coronavirus.
No. Mm-mm. No, it's amazing to me the information. Anyway, lacking information. Be right back.
.com. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Knocking at my door. Go away. Don't come around here no more. Can't you see that it's late at night? I'm very tired. And I'm not feeling right. All I wish is to be alone. Stay away. Don't you invade my home. Best off if you hang outside.
Show. Trying to bring some common sense back to our country. Anything we can do to do that would be great right now. We've jumped the shark. We've lost it. Insanity prevails. And I feel like I'm in some weird movie. Do you feel like this, Uncle Melty? Like you're in a weird movie where you see all these people suckering into this crazy lie and you think, where is all the sanity? Like what... Why are people not even looking at real data, real numbers? We've lost our ever-loving minds. Why?
I'll tell you how bad it is.
Okay.
Last night when I fell asleep,
yeah,
I turned to my wife and said, I had the weirdest dream yesterday.
What's up?
When I fell asleep last night, I turned to my wife and said, I had the weirdest dream yesterday.
I'm a little slow on the uptake today.
Well, it was a tricky one.
Stop it. I didn't get any sleep. My phone's been blowing up like insanity. You don't even know. You just don't even know. And I keep, you know, even I was talking to somebody that I'm going to say has worked in the White House for years and years. Okay. And he was jumping the shark. He was just like insanity, crazy. We're all going to die. You don't understand. We're going to run out of beds. You don't understand. We're on the verge. I talked him off the ledge, sent him a message, and he said, then what is this about? And I said, well, it's about a lot of things. It's about going cashless. They're trying to bring the economy to a halt so they can introduce the central data, world central data. So instead of central banking, becomes world data. And that means the logging of everything you buy online. And it also means control, because you can control people when everything is noticed. Cash, I can go buy something nobody knows, right? Anonymity, the loss of anonymity. I think we're also at war with Iran without anyone realizing it. The war with Iran is interesting because it is, we've wiped out a lot of their top people. When I say we, do I know for sure it's us? Well, we're the ones that have the big issue with Iran, us and a couple of other countries. It could be a combination of people. I'm not quite sure on that one. But all I know is that when somebody healthy that's my age gets something and the next day they're dead and they're calling it COVID, then maybe something else was unleashed over there, because 20% of their parliament's getting wiped out and nobody's noticing. Is it a regime change, kind of a soft way to do it? Because if you go to war, you got to get the people behind you. And we could keep the military budget up without having to use much if we're able to go in and do a regime change under the cover of COVID. So I'm gonna say that, okay? And caller, just hold on a second, just one sec. So there's that. There's also the vaccination. They're pushing for you to get a flu vaccination right now. You couldn't even pay me enough money to do that. You could not literally pay me enough money to take a shot inside my body right now that the Bill Gates Foundation would love you to have. I'm just going to say that. Oh, and Deborah Kirk's the one that's always on the podium with Pence, and Fauci. They'd love for you to be completely vaccinated with everything they want to shoot you full of. There's no way in hell I'd do that. Then you've got those two things. You've got the police state, because after 9/11, we never quite went back, did we? Once we got TSA checkpoint, you know, fill you up, standing in line kind of deal, we never got rid of that. So once you go this direction, you don't get it back. And right now it went from asking citizens to stay inside. Michigan, their newest order is tomorrow, directing citizens to stay inside. And then it's going to be ordering citizens to stay inside. Okay, that's what's next. We also have, are we looking at checkpoints? Are we looking at a society to go state to state? You might have checkpoints. Are we looking at, because I know people that have gotten letters that have said, this is from Homeland Security, you keep this in your vehicle. Okay, there's that. There's those rumors. I'm going to say rumor at this point, even though I know somebody that got a letter, because it's still kind of a rumor out there that a lot of people are getting those. And then also, so do we have Homeland Security checkpoints? And then the other thing is can they actually stop travel altogether? Are we going to have a gas run? Are we going to end domestic travel this week? There's lots of stuff in the air. There's lots of stuff going on here, and it's not all one agenda. That's my point. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, did you hang out? Okay, I guess not. So here's the deal. So you got all these things playing out, and you also have, are we at war with China? Under the cover of COVID. And the reason I say cover of COVID is not because I have a tinfoil hat on. It's because I'm looking at real data. I know our response is much bigger than the real data would purport it to be. So there's something else going on. I think that's pretty evident. And so now what? Now what are we looking at? What could be that thing? Well, there's lots of things. And that's my point, is there's lots of things going on right now, not just one, this isn't just driven by one train.
Do you know that the gasoline price is down to $1.89 a gallon across the country average?
$1.89?
$1.89.
I heard there was going to be a gas run. That's interesting.
$1.89 a gallon. And it's like they don't want us to use it because they're restricting our travel.
Yeah, well, I started to see signs that said mid-grade. We're temporarily unavailable for mid-grade. Now, when I see a sign like that, then I'm wondering, that's kind of an odd thing. And that could be because of the transportation lines being a little interrupted here with what's going on, right? And of course, they wouldn't care enough about like the suburbs that I'm in as much as they would, say, the bigger cities.
Right.
So there's that issue going on too. And so I'm looking at a lot of different rumors, a lot of different things going on. Now, two things on the gas run, if there's a gas run. We're not exactly going anywhere, okay? Now, if they end domestic travel, will people try to travel a little bit more right now? I don't know. So it all kind of hinges on different things happening. And this is why I say they're rumors, because it's hard to nail down. But each state is coming out with a different order on the citizenry, just like Dr. Pesta couldn't join me in the last hour because his own state, with only under 500 cases, his own state is saying they might close down highways. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
And one thing I find unusual is a lot of people are saying, oh, this will be over in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yet when they're talking about the financial assistance because of this, they're talking 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So numbers don't line up there. They're saying, oh, this is only temporary. Everything, and then there's no school. They basically have said in parts of the country, haven't announced it in my local area, for the foreseeable school year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's
I think there's phases.
So what do you mean over? So over in getting right back to normal? No. But I do believe that they can only do the crazy executive order where everybody's mandated to stay in their house for about 2 weeks before people get a little too twitchy for that. OK, but that the weird date is when hotels reopen, when industry reopens, is April 16th, 17th. So that means about a month, right? Okay. But it means what in phases is going on too. So if the schools phase out to a month, month and a half, or the end of the school year, that doesn't mean that we wouldn't get some industries back with orders relieved of going back to work. So what I'm saying is not over in the sense of completely over, but I mean they can only do about 2 weeks with an armed populace of keeping people in their homes, because people are going to start poking their heads up and going, I don't see everybody dying around me. Why are we doing this? Does that make sense?
I can see that point. I mean, the National Guard being mobilized in certain states and approved by the government, you know, the president basically approving that to happen because he is the commander in chief and things of that nature, I can see.
Right.
But I just find that some of the numbers, this entire aid, this entire support package goes from $1.4 trillion. We're now over three.
Oh, it's insane.
You know, the numbers just keep getting huge, bigger and bigger. It's just like, I don't think they can run you're not running a printing press, but I don't think somebody can hit zero faster than what these guys are doing.
Yeah, the looting. And then you take enough industry out in this amount of time, because a lot of people can't go for 3 weeks without their business running. Then you get people used to the universal payment system by the government, right? The looting of all of us goes into even more trillions to help out all the business owners who have now lost their businesses, right? And then we're used to a universal, a Bernie-style universal paycheck, right?
Yeah. Well, I look at the markets, you know, you have both the stock market and the bond market have cratered. And I look at 6 months down the road, pension funds in specifically states of California, Illinois, are bleeding cash already. They're going to be upside down.
Right.
And have to have federal assistance. And then if the federal assistance comes in, do they say, well, based on that, you can only get so much. You're not going to get what you. And then that's how everybody gets onto a universal basic income. It's like, no, it doesn't matter what you think you should get. Here's what we say you should get, and that's all you get.
Okay. Yeah.
Because of your electronic card, that's the only thing you can, that's all you have.
Right.
There's no way to go any other way.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thanks. I love it. And go ahead, Uncle.
Well, I think they're letting that number get ridiculous intentionally, that it's at getting close to $3 trillion
But not necessarily because it's telling about how long this will go, but more the looting of America. Mm-hmm. You can get away with getting trillions right now. Why wouldn't you?
I don't think it's even that. I think it's what they're trying to do is make it so ridiculous people are all of a sudden going to wake up and say, this can't happen. It just can't happen.
Maybe.
Because it can't.
Yeah.
You can't triple the federal budget overnight.
No.
No matter what reason you give, it just can't be done.
Yeah, for sure.
There's no way they can just pull another $2 trillion out.
They're trying. I know. They're trying. And so there's a lot going on right now. And people say, well, they wouldn't do all this if it wasn't going to go on a long time. I know people, and I know that they have to have a belief in government, okay? They have to have us believing in government and elections. And this is why they don't completely fabricate an election. They only fabricate about 30% of it, if they can get away with it, because they have to have belief in elections. They don't fabricate. I mean, they can only fabricate so much. So they can only do so much to a populace. And so this is the stretching of a boundary. They can't keep the chaotic going on too long. And you're going to have too many big cities in that state of chaos within this week. So I don't think they'll push so hard that we will be under a severe lockdown. I think things will start to go back to normal in April, but it doesn't mean that we'd be totally out of the woods. Go ahead.
Well, I just had a listener text me.
Uh-huh.
The president's on.
Yes.
Mortality is only happening in people with three or more conditions. Not just one thing.
Not just one thing.
Nobody's dying unless they have three conditions happening.
Good to know.
That's one thing. The president's now saying 15-day challenge.
15-day
challenge. It's over in 15 days.
Yeah. And by over, it means that starts to lift. Like the hotels and casinos in Las Vegas, April 16th, 17th is the mm-hmm. date that they go back to work, right? And that could actually go sooner than that. But that's the date that they're giving, that the governor, by order of the governor, can shut down all those industries. As if people can't make a choice to go down to that industry, take their chances. I would love that. Yes.
And now, if it happens that quick, mm-hmm. the stimulus bill will never pass.
Yes.
And then they're going to actually come up with a legitimate way to stimulate the economy when it's over.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, I'm glad the president also nailed down the thousand serious cases that actually have something happening three times over to make them sick. Okay, good to know. Good to know some truth. Be right back.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
It's like night and day, actually, really, when you take this. You hear all these wonderful parables on the radio, but until you do it, you realize that they know what they're talking about, and it's true, because everything is better, as far as I'm concerned, anyway, so... You know, in fact, a friend of mine called me today and she said, oh, you just went to Pilates. Maybe you're tired. You don't want to go to lunch. I said, I'm never tired. I take Balance of Nature.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes when we touch, the and I have to close my eyes and hide. I want to hold you till I die.
It's for all you social distancers. You know what I love? Uncle Milty, I love the new terms. Social distancing.
Oh, yeah.
And shelter in place sounds like a sun shelter. Like I'm staying out of the sun.
Does that mean I'm supposed to carry a tent around with me?
Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com if you'd like some common sense during this fear, hype, and irrationality that we're experiencing from citizen to citizen right now. Just a couple of things. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use Kate as a product code. You can actually use Kate and get 35% off and free shipping. Please do so. They're doing that for listeners of the show. And let me tell you, if you're going to have anything in your arsenal, let that be it. Because Balance of Nature is great. It's got all your nutrients dialed down to a couple of capsules. And it's amazing. It's an amazing product. It's healthy. It's amazing. And it can actually help you restore your health. So please, please, please. Also, HypoRedox. Is a great product. You can get it like $40 a gallon. They're not a sponsor of the show. I just thought I'd tell you about it. Hold on, caller. HypoRedox is really amazing because it's it's 120 times more powerful than bleach, but it actually is it's non-toxic, and you could actually ingest it if you had to. It won't kill you, and it's nice that you can clean everything with it, your house and everything, and then also it can kill staph. It's amazing. Amazing product. HypoRedox. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yes. Hi. Hey, kind of interesting. I had the privilege of looking at C-SPAN today,
mm-hmm.
the live coverage of the stimulus package that the Democrats presented to the Congress,
mm-hmm.
and they countered it.
Uh-huh.
And the Democrats did their Senate, and then they went out of town. They left town.
Oh.
When the Senate got it, they countered it, did a few things in, and then they had a vote,
uh-huh.
and the Democrats voted it down.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They wouldn't accept uh-huh. theirs. And, it's so insane. It's just absolutely insane. I can't even believe it. And yesterday I went through the drive-thru because the bank was closed, and
mm-hmm.
there were two people standing at the drive-up window with their backpacks on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to make a deposit. And not today.
Uh-huh.
They've closed their hours. They're only open from 10 to 4 now.
Right.
You can't go inside, but now the drive-up is closing.
I know.
Down.
I know.
It's, what do we do? I mean, really, as individuals, what can we do?
You tell the idiot cockroachy politicians what you think, and you let them know, because I'd love to get a majority of letters into our governor and Spencer Cox, who acts like a total tool all the time. I hate to say it, but he was out there telling missionary parents how they was like condemning them and shaming them. It was awful. Anyway, these guys are it's this caveat of, sorry, we're doing this to you, but we have to. Do you? Do you really have to? I mean, there's no have to involved here. And so it's their way of distancing themselves from being the people that are doing this. But we have to let them know. And the other thing is let people know, that I think talking them off the ledge, because we have a lot of irrational people around who think that millions of Americans are about to get this and crowd the hospitals. And it makes no sense. It's not even rational, but they believe it. So we've got a lot of work to do in talking people into letting people know this isn't about COVID. It's not about COVID. The numbers aren't there to support that idea. This is about so much else. So,
well, and they had that in their stimulus package from the Democrats.
Yeah,
they didn't have enough there to cover the virus.
Yes,
that's not part of that.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be a bailout or whatever you want to call it. It was, if they want to do that, it should mm-hmm. be separate. They also had in there that they need to bail out the post office.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, isn't that a government
thing? Yeah, yes,
I don't know.
It's insane.
Anyway,
it's insane. Thank you.
Yeah, I totally, totally agree with you. And I see everybody around me starting to get nervous now.
I know.
Not nervous.
The economy. The economy. The economy.
No, nervous. They're not going to do it.
Gotcha.
They're not going to go.
Well, when have they had?
I think we're free.
Yeah. They never do follow the, none of government follows any rules. Thank you. I really appreciate the call. And you're right. It's nerve wracking to say the least of what's going on there. I get it. I totally get it. We still have no youth, no children, nobody wants to look at the real. You could crunch data a million times. One of my favorite radio personalities wrote me and said, in 1968, my senior year, 100,000 Americans died from the flu in 1968. And I don't remember it being in the news. It wasn't. We're falling over each other to put this stuff in the news. And people think it's the boogeyman. Although celebrities and politicians look totally healthy. Anyone that tests for it, it's totally fine. But you and I get it. We're all going to die. That's the logic. Wow. Can't fight it. That's the logic. So I would look up Amazing Polly. I think she's got some amazing stuff on this. Amazing Polly is on YouTube, and we think a lot alike. She's just great, and we pick up on the same kind of bits of information, which is always refreshing. Did they have an advanced knowledge of this? Could be. Is there way more going on here? Are we in a war footing? That was an interesting question posed to me today. It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me. Nothing shocks me anymore with how many agendas are at play right now. Nothing shocks me. Anthony Fauci is not president of our country. He thinks he is, but he's not. And we, as a populace, need to remember that that there is a sanity. There are a lot of people that are sane. They're getting crowded out by the insanity. But if we can just keep telling the truth over and over again, you do have social media, so you can tell the truth. And stop worrying that people are going to go crazy on you. It's okay if people go crazy on you. One guy today, I put up the real numbers, and he went, "It's exponential. You don't get it." I was like, "Exponential? It started with a low number, and it's still low. I'm sorry. We only have 500 deaths in the entire country. That's a low number to 330 million people. Exponential? How long do you think this is going to go? Because we're on a pretty slow crawl. Come on. 97% of the cases that test positive right now in America are mild to no symptoms, and we're shutting down an economy, and they are, and these politicians are looting us left and right for money for this. This is like the worst thing I've ever seen. It's insanity. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Kate, I think you misunderstood me Friday.
What?
I was criticizing the government in general and the penny situation in particular.
Ah, okay. What did you say? Remind me.
Well, the penny. We make a penny for a third. Mm-hmm. We sell it for a penny.
Yeah.
That would happen one day in the private sector. Everybody would go, "Whoa, stop." But they don't stop.
Yeah, I know. They don't. You're right. You're right. I'm glad you corrected it. Thank you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Caller, you're live. Oh, you hung up. Come on.
Very impatient.
Okay. This was Mike Rowe. Everybody's listening to this right now, and I thought this was good. So here you go. Safety third. Here you go. Just a couple of minutes, and then I'll take your calls.
You know what that guy knows? Well, actually, he knows a great deal, but what he really knows is the importance of safety. You look around a place like this, you see it everywhere. Look at the sign up there. As if there could be any doubt, safety first. Always, 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 over and over and over. But you want to hear the dirty truth? Safety's not really ever first. Safety generally, as best I can figure, is third. The reason I believe safety should be third is that it's so important. You can't really put it at number one. Because if you put it at number one and say it over and over and over again, you start to get complacent. And this is what's happened to me over the last 4 or 5 years. I've broken fingers, fractured toes, and cracked ribs, and fused my own contact lenses to my eyes once. And every single time I've hurt myself, it's always been in that fraction of a moment where I take my eye off the ball and I start to think that maybe somebody somewhere cares more about my well-being than me. It is always a mistake to let that happen. And the more banners you see reminding you of how important safety is, for me anyway, the more complacent I become. So, on the Dirty Jobs crew, we started to say safety third, just to remind you that ultimately it was on you. I'll tell you a story. About 3 years ago, maybe four, I was on a crab boat called the Bountiful up in the Bering Sea, fishing for king crabs with those lunatics up there, right? And we were about 200 miles off the coast of Russia. The wind was blowing about 40. The seas were easily 35 feet. And the crew was out there working. And I was out there with them, you know, trying not to get killed. And I went up on a stack of crab pots that were stacked on the back of the boat. And I was helping unlash them. And I was scared-less. I mean, very, very frightening. And I eventually just couldn't take it anymore. I scrambled down off the pots, down on the deck, and I went up to the wheelhouse, and I went in, and the captain is hunched over the wheel. He's like, "All right, all right." He's doing his thing, and the green water's coming over the bow, and it's just so ridiculously hazardous. I looked at him, and I said, "Cap, OSHA?" And he looks at me and says, "OSHA, ocean." And we had a little laugh, And I'm like, no, seriously, I've been all over your boat. I don't see any signs about safety. I don't see any special guards or rails or, I mean, what's going on here? And he said, son, I'm the captain of a crab boat. My job is not to get you home alive. My job is to get you home rich. You want to come home alive? That's on you. I got it. In that moment, I got it. Nobody was looking out for me other than me. I spent every second on that boat grabbing on to every single thing I could and not letting go. I put safety first, second, third, fourth, all the way down the list. I never took my eye off it.
I love it. I love it. And I just wanted to say on Corona, he's actually saying this. He's like, he's warning the media's bad coronavirus medicine, frenzied facts, drama without context. And he's also saying, you know, this is just insanity that they're doing this and that nobody's really calling it out. They've got most of the populace the you know, complete sheep, totally brainwashed into thinking that that the government has to tell you how to be safe and the government has to make you safe and they have to make you safe by making you shelter in place. And Mike Rowe has been speaking out a lot about this lately. You might want to look up some of his recent stuff because he's, you know, basically, I'm not an expert and I'm in no rush to be labeled a virus denier, but I am concerned that the medicine we're prescribing might turn out to be more deadly than the virus we're trying to kill. So let us know when we can reemerge from our bunkers. He's right. He's right. And I'm so glad to see people with some common sense. It's nice. Hi, caller. Another caller with common sense. How are you?
Yeah, Kate, Sam,
hey.
Calling.
You got about a minute. Sorry. About a minute.
Well, first of all, a couple of things real quick. Number one, I've been considering an idea since they're saying that everybody needs to be at least 6 feet apart around here.
Sorry.
So I thought about a drive for tape measures.
Ah.
So that we can measure.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody gets a free tape measure. That way you can all.
I like that.
See.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the guy that put a hole in the middle of cardboard and then put caution tape around and then walked around saying safe zone and wore it around the middle of his body. So it was a big, huge piece of cardboard. You guys, we're insane. Go ahead.
The second thing I was going to get to real quick, have you heard anything regarding these senators that apparently had advanced knowledge and did all this insider trading and stuff?
Quite a few.
A lot of hackles.
I'll do that tomorrow. Quite a few people made a lot of cash. They made a lot of cash on both sides of the aisle on this. And so, they traded right before some companies kind of got buried,
Well, their managers did it, not them.
Yeah, as a manager. They were only directed.
So these people knew well in advance. Go back to what Roosevelt said, you know, if it happened, nothing in politics happens by accident.
It does it. Thank you. Love it. Another call from the Common Sense Arena of America. Yes. I appreciate you there, Missouri. Look. You guys aren't alone. And we really need to keep our heads on. This is just because people around you are going to start to say, oh, no, this must be. Gosh, look at we must have to have this. This is what's keeping us from getting sick. OK. All right.
And sadly, when it's over, those same people will just say you were lucky this time.
You're so lucky. And government, they saved us. This is what they want. They want us to think government saved you. All these measures, your lost paychecks, the downing of your business, it saved lives. Hundreds of thousands of lives, millions of lives. There'll be no proof of that, but they'll tell you that, and they're going to tell you that with earnest and confidence. All right, be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. We'll talk economy tomorrow, and we'll also talk about those who made money, all kinds of stuff tomorrow's show, and earthquakes in the first hour. So I'll see you guys tomorrow.